This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We can start our Blackwood RSL lunches again, and the first one will be on the 24th of July. If you wish to attend these lunches, you will have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. That's rslbwod@bigpond.com. Access to our shack on Saturday mornings is still restricted. We would need to enter the main hall to use the toilet, the hot water and the sink, and this means we cannot use the shack yet. No one's allowed to enter the Girl Guides facilities until further notice. I have quite a backlog of presentations for Saturday mornings at the shack. At the June committee meeting, we passed the resolution to purchase not just one, but two Kiwi SDR and other equipment needed to add another 4 or 8 receiver channels to Paul's VK5PH remote site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing the items needed. The reason for purchasing two Kiwi SDRs is to have a spare, but we'll install this spare to start off with anyway. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. We have two AHARS nets each week on the VK5RAD repeater of 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday nights also starting at 8 p.m. I've received some more information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, and we will start our general meetings on the 17th of September, and our first event will be the annual members buy and sell. Keep an ear on the broadcast and your eye on your AHARS emails for more details. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another week of the news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope during the Corona apocalypse lockdown that you're all keeping active and joining in on all the various nets that are around the bands. And of course, the next North East Radio Club net will be an on-air meeting next Friday, the 24th of July, on the Houghton repeater, 146.850, and it will be a tech night devoted to various subjects that people will bring up for discussion. So call in at 7:50 p.m. and we'll get the meeting going around about 7:30 p.m. So don't forget, next Friday night is the North East Radio Club meeting. And of course the weekly Coffee Corona Club net is on every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and that's also on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 MHz. And we have Phil VK5SRP as the barista in charge. So bring along your own coffee and cake and join in the fun. That's next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the Coffee Corona Club net. And the F Troop is on Fridays at 5 p.m. and that's always well attended. And that's on the Link repeater network. So come along and join us all and have good time at 5 p.m. on February Fridays. Well, that's all for this week. Short and sweet. 73's good DX and stay safe. from Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. First of all, with effect of the 14th of July, a Tuesday, all future meetings of the EARC will be on the first and third Tuesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall, Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, near the Hogarth Road intersection. A COVID-19 plan will be in place. The Tech Night on the 21st of July is a members' show and tell and a chance to show off your projects and achievements. The general meeting will be on the 2nd of August. Bruce, VK5VAB, has advised that the planning for JOTA on the 16th of October is well underway, with EARC assisting, plus other radio and electronic volunteers. All other on-air activities will remain as before. While things are moving in the right direction, subject to no new COVID-19 relapses or shutdowns, taking care to observe the rules and stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you all in the near future. Best wishes to you and your families. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Hello all, this is Cole, VK5HF, with this week's updates from the Southeast Radio Group. Well, COVID-19 has struck again, and we have had to decide to cancel our face-to-face annual general meeting in favour of holding it on air, because of the now close proximity of the latest Victorian infections. As with most amateur clubs, we have a majority of members who are getting on a bit, and we consider the risk just not worth taking. It's a pity that there seem to be so many stupid people about who still fail to understand the gravity of the whole situation. Okay, that's enough of that depressing subject. Work continues on the new VK3RSW repeater, and the crystals, did I tell you that it will be crystal locked to save on power usage, are on their way from overseas. It has been working well in its very temporary location, and we are now nearly ready to set it all up for some more heavy-duty testing using a decent antenna. Ways of getting it to the team over the border are being investigated. Another exciting bit of news is that we have had some possibly new members pop up in the district. One has been on air already, and although the other is licensed, we have not yet heard him. I believe that our exam coordinator may also have a couple of people seeking to do their foundation license course, so that would be brilliant for our group, if it eventuates. Some of our members who hold positions in the club are now busy writing their reports for the rapidly approaching AGM, and I have already put some on the club website. Sorry, they are in the members only section, so that members can be aware of the content prior to the on-air AGM. This will allow any questions to be asked off-air prior to the meeting, which will help us to avoid discussing sensitive club business over the radio, and hopefully streamline the conduct of the meeting itself. So far, this strategy has worked well for our monthly on-air business meetings. Fingers crossed. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Rick, VK5VCR, with news of what's happening at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Sadly, we advise of the recent passing of Silent Key Peter Clark, VK5HPC. Peter was a long-time member of the club and was well known for his keen interest in home brewing projects. Our thoughts and condolences are with his wife Susie, VK5FACT, and family. Last Thursday night, the club was allowed to commence meetings once again at our regular venue. Herb, VK5HK, brought along a coil winding machine which he'd cobbled together from various scavenged bits and pieces. Complete with a counter for the number of turns, it worked remarkably well. Jim, VK5TR, brought along two projects he completed during COVID-19 isolation. Firstly, an antenna rotator controller using a programmed PIC chip, and secondly, a multifunction antenna coax switch. Barry, VK5KBJ, brought along a sample of 1¼-inch corrugated coax, and one of the connectors he'd recently purchased, once again proving he's not a bloke to do things by halves. Next Thursday, the 23rd of July at 19:30 hours, is the club's general meeting, and all members are encouraged to attend. The following Thursday, the 30th of July, being the fifth Thursday in the month, it will be the club's dinner at the Aussie Inn at 108 Main South Road, Hackham. We usually arrive about 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, strict numbers apply, so please contact Barry on 0412 308 571 to make your booking. On the 22nd and 23rd of August, the club is heading to Point Malcolm for the annual Lighthouse and Lightsheet Weekend. This has always been a great event, so do consider coming along. And finally, a big thank you to Peter, VK5PET, for his past efforts with the local news segment for SCARC. And good luck to the three Foundation course attendees doing their exams this morning with Assessor Mike, VK5ZC. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday night at 19:30 hours at the Seaford Meadows Scout Facility at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Visitors and members are always welcome. For further information regarding SCARC, please go to our website at scarc.org.au or visit our Facebook page. 73 from Rick, VK5VCR, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.